This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. Gas prices are experiencing momentary relief. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
Oil prices have dropped roughly $10 a barrel in the past week, which was tumultuous, to say the least. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com said a lot of this turbulence and unease is happening because of President Trump's tariffs coming in more significant than expected, increasing concerns of a global recession or slowdown.
In addition, OPEC announced last week that it would be restoring oil production at a faster than expected pace. Oil prices also selling off on that. But late-breaking developments now indicate the White House may be open to a pause in tariffs, that after the oil prices have plummeted and the stock market has sold off, entering a bear market. So just a lot of volatility here in energy markets as we try and digest all of what's happening.
Initially, it appeared that President Trump would not pause his tariffs, but now that he actually did pause them, it's anyone's guess what he will decide to do now. While oil investors try to determine the administration's next steps, DeHaan said many consumers are enjoying relief at the pump.
Gasoline and diesel prices have been modestly lower than last year. Oil prices had been dipping prior to the tariff discussion because of OPEC's oil production restoration that was starting in April. So even if we remove tariffs from energy prices, gasoline and diesel prices already quite a bit below last year. That's certainly good news for the economy. Average gas prices 36 cents lower than last year. Diesel prices edged up in the last week, but still stand at about $3.58 a gallon.
For more information, visit GasBuddy.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts on your favorite podcasting services. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.